The debate over the number of staffers working at the presidency has been reignited with the release of names of persons working under the office of the president to parliament. The new list submitted to parliament shows that 678 people are currently working in various positions under the presidency. The number is 78 higher than that of last year. Presidential staffer Dr. Clementa Park has justified the numbers. Speaking on Behind the News, he said the number is not out of range, adding that a chunk of the staffers are career civil servants and public officials who are already on government payroll and not appointed by the president.
While the president is satisfying a constitutional requirement, and if you look at the trend since 92, this president has presented is not out of range. There seems to be a concerted effort to try and present a particular narrative to feed into a predetermined agenda, which is to suggest that this government is not being judicious in the application of public funds as reflected.
The number to some people is large. Is that the case, or more people rather are needed to work at the presidency?
Well, Agatha, this is where perhaps we have to get to the nitty-gritties of the numbers. As I said earlier on, if you take the number of people that this president has appointed, and I speak about the chief of staff, the executive secretary, the cabinet secretary, the four senior presidential advisors, P.V. Obeng, I speak about Kadman Mills, Alhaji Baba Kamara, and the rest of them. And then you look at presidential advisors, myself, Dr. Kwesa White, and others. In total, we are 24. So the rest that you speak about are not people that this president has appointed. These are career civil and public servants who are where they are by virtue of the positions that they occupy in various public institutions, which are subsumed under the presidency. So, you know, we look at in excess of 600 people who serve in various capacities in the presidency, but were not appointed by this president or this government, but are there by virtue of being public and civil servants.
There have been concerns again that looking at the challenges the economy is facing, government should consider cutting down on the number of workers at the presidency.
Well, that is a fair statement to make, but I think that when we speak about cutting down, we must take into account the conditions of service of public and civil servants. And as I stated earlier on, if you had the list, and indeed, you, for example, cannot just terminate the appointments of public and civil servants simply because you want to reduce costs and we are in hard times.
Meanwhile, the MP for Nchimua Kwauma and ranking member for poverty reduction in parliament, Dr. Kojo Apiakubi, said the number is huge, looking at people on government payroll.
Presidential staffers were about 29, and there has been a slight reduction under President Mahama, but then the overall number has increased under President Mahama. The number of staff working as parks and gardeners has been increased tremendously from about 64 to 86. In all, I would say that the number is quite huge. The number is quite high, particularly at the time when the government itself is worried about increasing wage bills. And I would have thought probably that the government could have taken a cue from its from the increasing wage demands to just get prepare itself for a lean government, but that is not the case. The number is rather increasing. We are in trying times at a time when the wage bill is increasing, and the government itself is very much worried about the increasing wage bill. I would have thought the government would have taken measures to reduce the wage bill by decreasing the presidential staff that itself has. You have to reduce the wage bill that itself has at the president.
In effect, you are saying that there is a need for government to cut down, looking at the challenges facing the economy.
Exactly. I would have wished that the government would have cut down extremely the number of staff that itself employs at its office, because the increasing number comes along with it increasing wage demands and increasing wage bill. If you look at expenditure, the government expenditure or government allocation to the presidency, you realize that this has increased over the years to a very high level, and that is also partly due to the increasing number of presidential staffers.
That was the ranking member on poverty reduction in parliament, Dr. Kojo Apiakubi.